Kid raised his head and looked down at his teammate's dead face, burning it into his memory. Cataloging another victim he would now have to avenge. Bishop's eyes popped open. His hungry gaze met Cade's confused one, and a wicked grin scurried across his lips.
Sorry, boss.
His hand whipped toward his former leader, a razor-sharp set of talons extending from his fingertips and seeking Cade's face. At that exact moment, no doubt the result of some prearranged signal, the rafters suddenly vomited a scurrying, seething horde of ravenous creatures that descended the walls with spider-like grace and came rushing across the warehouse floor toward Olsen and Riley.
It's a trap!
Kate threw himself away from Bishop and out of reach of those deadly claws. His warning was unnecessary, however, for Olsen had already caught sight of the swarming horde. Riley quickly joined the fray. Cade caught all this peripherally, as he was too busy rolling away from his opponent while trying to stay out of reach of those claws. He came up in a crouch, his pistol held securely in his right hand. Bishop had already risen to his feet. As his enemy came charging toward him, Cade triggered his sight. In the beyond, the warehouse was a darker, more ominous place, full of the shadows of pain and suffering caused by the slave-driving mentality of its owners. Here, the true nature of the team's attackers also revealed themselves, as their thirst for the team's life force was an almost physical presence pulsing out from them in waves of need and desire. There was no mistaking the fact that the warehouse was full of very hungry Chang'Chi, nor was there any doubt as to what had happened to Bishop. Cade calmly noted his former teammate's altered condition, his savage hunger, his unholy rage, and his dual existence in both the real world and in the beyond. And then he was out of time. His former teammate rushed in to savage him. Cade fired point blank into the man's face. Bishop went down hard with a bullet hole just beneath his right eye.